It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Hi, Jake.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Jake and I were just, I literally had to stop Jake and I from talking because we've just been talking for like 15 minutes. And I said, Jake, we got to start taping this because we're talking about my team and preseason, all that stuff. Anyway, before we get started on the podcast, I'd like to do a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, who has signed up for another year. Thank you, Dr. Dish.
Thank you.
And I'm working on a better discount for all of you. So news to come. Anyway, mention High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged. You could even say, hey, I hear Coach Collins getting a new discount for 2022. Could you give me that? I won't tell you what it is because we're still in negotiations. But anyway, right now, $350 off. Mention Coach Unplugged, Coach Collins, whatever, High School Hoops, whatever you want, Teach Hoops. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better, the one-stop shop for basketball coaches, a little bit of everything.
Start checking our YouTube channel because I'm going to be posting a play or coaching.
Coach is going to light up YouTube.
Our YouTube channel.
And then also go over and check out funneldowndefense.com. I think that's right. I don't even remember what my URL is anymore.
You have now taken the funnel down to a URL.
I have. Oops, I got to see. It's not co. I'm Googling it right now, people.
Have you made a logo yet?
I do. So I also have a podcast, the Funnel Down Defense podcast, which I'm just kind of, it's funneldowndefense.com. And it's a funnel and it funnels it down. Anyway, so go over and check that out. Prices, if you're listening to this, because you're listening to this right before Thanksgiving, prices are going up. Because I'm gonna start putting game footage in and stuff like that, and some other things. So, if you're thinking of the funnel down defense, if you have a team that's
so my question that I don't know, maybe a teaser before we talk, this funnel down defense, are you gonna constantly update it? And like once you see things that might change, like is it gonna be consistent? Like,
it is. And I have a funnel down.
Like defense. That's the cool thing about a DVD. Once you get that DVD, it's what it is, right? And we all know that defenses change throughout the course of when you're playing teams and so forth. So I would recommend anybody that's a basketball coach that likes the funnel down defense, I don't think you're going to get a better opportunity to get the tweaks and movements of.
No, and you're getting it on the ground floor because it's only going to go up. And I have I'm looking at my page right now. I have a funnel down Q&A. So when somebody asks a question, I basically answer it and then I put it in there. So it's like, I'm answering the questions as we go along. Anyway, let's get to enough of that. That wasn't an intended plug, though. Because I don't even think I've talked about it, but I haven't talked about actually launching. Anyway, All right. What's the topic today?
Also, I would like to let everybody know, you know, because I'm still kind of taking my sabbatical away from coaching high school and college. My daughter loves basketball. I don't know why she would, but she loves it. And I always told myself I would never coach my daughter, but I guess I'm going to, and it's been great. And I'm coaching third grade girls basketball, and it's been so much fun. And I told Steve, we always talk about what topics we want to do. We kind of, you know, we do them in bulk. And I said, we really need to talk about how we can simplify our identity. And as a high school coach, I always made the mistake of having like 8 bullet points, this and that. And like, I think I have come up with a great idea of my simplified that can be even, you could even replicate it at the high school level. And then I think Steve has a really good idea what he's doing this year based on his situation and really developing a good routine. So coach, you want to go first? You want me to go
first?
Sure,
I'll go first. So first of all, so the new thing on Twitter and Facebook and all the basketball coaches are talking about is simplicity, which obviously, if you know, my offense is like my offense and defense can fit on a 3x5 note card. So I've always thought about simplicity. I think what's happening with that kind of pitch right now with all the stuff that's out there is simplicity doesn't mean you get rid of every, I mean, you need things in your toolbox. So here's, and this is what I mean by this. So I actually was going to, yeah, anyway, so they're talking about simplicity and they're saying, you know, just I'm going to run man to man and that's all I'm going to run. Okay. If I was a college coach, absolutely. But the problem is when all these gurus out there say simplicity, yes, simplify, you're probably doing too much. However, you need things in the toolbox when the man-to-man defense isn't working. So what are you going to do? Like, these are high school kids. Your adjustment, like, so they're lighting you up in your man-to-man defense and you don't have anything else in the toolbox. I think that's being negligent. I think you have to have things in your toolbox. You have to have different offenses, different.
I have one point too.
Yes.
The idea of simplicity is you can also add small layers. We talked about this several podcasts, right? Yep. I just talked to a friend and he was thinking about implementing a 3-2 zone. I said, you could have 3 or 4 variations of a 3-2 zone with your 8th graders or freshman team. Yep. And then you'd have your man team and you'd be good to go and just having those variations. And so, you know, simplicity is having a solid base, but you have to have those layers and different tweaks to be prepared.
Right. You have to have the fundamentals down. And I think sometimes they get so narrow-minded, like, okay, maybe we're going to double the first pass on our man-to-man. Maybe we're going to do this on our man-to-man. Yes, I agree. I 100% agree. I also agree that defensively,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think you have to be a man zone coach. Not at the youth level, but at the high school level. I think you have to have a man in. You have to have a zone in. Because I think it's a law of large numbers in the sense that there's times where you got to stop slow pace. You have to change pace. You have to do things to adjust to it.
If we as Wisconsin people know, in 2015 we had an incredible national championship team, and Wisconsin played one style of defense the entire game, the whole season, and we lost by 6 points. If the Badgers have some type of zone, we're national champions in 2015. I guarantee you.
You think so?
Absolutely.
That's a bold statement. Okay.
Too good a talented team. We lost by 6 points. And we got beat by guard play by 49 points. You implement a zone that helps support and defend guard play, we win the national championship. I'm just saying.
Going back to the thing, though, so we were talking about like kind of I have a young team. I was telling you before we came on air, I have a young team and they've never really been coached by me. They haven't. And they don't necessarily know our history or you know, what we've done over the last 20 plus years.
Let people know, Steve, that you did not coach. You didn't coach last season because of COVID. So
right. No,
it's
season,
not even
nothing.
The point of them knowing it's all new to them.
Right. It was all virtual. Like we did Zoom calls. How much bonding can you do? So what I've been talking to my guys about is this is what we do. Like, cause they don't know, like, how does pre-practice work? Well, this is what we do. You know, find your partner. This is what we do. You know, how do we stretch? This is what we do. So I've tried to keep it simple in a sense that, you know, I'm almost like teaching them how to walk again from that standpoint. And when you do that, you definitely have to keep it simplified. But go ahead, coach, talk about your team and
I think if you are able to break it down in either three or four ideas and that you can be able to use them as questions that are very broad that can build anything. So here's my rule number one. Now, remember, I'm coaching third grade girls is have fun. Okay. At that level, you want to have fun. Okay.
Yep.
At some point in your program, whether you're high school, the fun factor does matter in 2021. Just letting you know, everybody know that. Number two, be a great teammate. So every time I'm with my girls, are you being a great teammate? Okay. There's a lot of things that you can add and ask that question to your team saying, are you being a great teammate? Pretty vague, but that's pretty simplified that you can be constantly using in situations. Rule number three is be your best self. Are you being the best player you can be all the time? All right. And then the last one is the one we edited yesterday because it was my first scrimmage, first games, is the girls were afraid to make mistakes and they were afraid to get after it. And then, so our last one is be fearless. Okay. That's it. And I think, you know, it's not like determination and dedication and all this other stuff. Like if you're determined and you're dedicated, you're being a great teammate, you're being your best self. Right. You know? And so like a lot of those things, those little thought provoking things can totally be used in a simplified way. And so instead of having like eight or nine things, you can break it down into three or four.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, obviously everybody wants to have fun, especially at the high school level. It's a little different.
It's different. But I'm talking about those other three things, like be a great teammate, be your best self and be fearless. Or
do the right thing. Do the right thing is what I say. Like that should be that's kind of our rule. This do the right thing. Like go to class, do the right thing, be on time, do the right thing, help your teammates up, do the right thing. You know, all those things.
If you're not rebounding, you are being a crummy teammate and you're not being your best self. Well, so like what I'm saying is you can take those little stems and everything branches off of it.
You'll love this though too, because so we had like my first meeting that after I'd picked the team, we just kind of were sitting and talking, and I showed them the Villanova clip when all those guys ran over and picked up their teammate. I said, this is what we do. And so after the meeting, we went to practice and someone fell down and we had two guys run over. I said, that's not what we do. What do? And then we practiced it. And then the next time over, everybody but one player ran over. That player has been talked to. And the problem, here's the issue right now, is the players, I said, I don't care if they get up, you should still run over and check on them. Like, because the problem is only two or three of them get to them before they actually get up most of the time, because they're usually not, they're just banged down to the floor. But that you can just see the wheels turning, how that mentality has changed. Like, oh, this is just what we do. This is what we do. You know, we get dressed up for game day. This is what we do. You know, here's how we, you know, this is so literally all of it. But I agree. I think that simplicity is,
And I think you kind of like the other thing I talked about, the win, what is important now, you know, this is what we do. Everything that we do is important now when we're in that case. So there's another couple things you could take one of those. If we just want to focus the whole year about being a great teammate, then do that. All right. Or if you want to value what's important now, the win, you could totally build your whole simplified on that. What's important right now? Win.
Yes.
Win.
Okay. That's a good thing to end on. Let's win. Win. Coach Collins.
Hi, Coach.
Those of you that are listening to, you can't see. He's got bags under his eyes. He's welcome back to coaching, you know. But hopefully by the time this goes up, Mr. Coach Collins will have his first win under his belt since knock on some wood. So let's hope. All right. Till next week.
Later.
Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.